Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Do you ever wonder about the lives of the strangers that you pass by every day? Everyone has such unique backgrounds, joys and pains and different experiences. What about the foreign people living in your country? Are they working here to support families in their home countries? Well, the name of our lesson is A Brighter Future for Singapore's Domestic Workers. Yes, our lesson will be discussing the problems that domestic workers in Singapore face, but really, there are many people working in your country who are trying to help families in their home countries. So what kinds of problems do they face? And who can help? Let's find out now.
A brighter future for Singapore's domestic workers. One Charity's work gives Singapore's domestic workers a brighter financial future. According to a recent United Nations report, more than 200 million migrant workers labor around the world. Those workers play a surprisingly important role. In 2016, they sent about 445 billion U.S. dollars home, making them hugely important to the economies of many countries. The remittances support as many as 800 million people in the migrants' home countries. And that's where the money tends to have its greatest impact. While individual remittances tend to be fairly small, they often account for up to 60% of household incomes.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 domestic 这个形容词 ，dom 这个字根有家的意思，所以 domestic 在这里是指家务的或家事的。例如课文标题中提到 the domestic worker， 这是指帮佣，也可以说成 domestic helper，或者是 our kids share domestic chores in rotation， 我们的孩子会轮流分摊家务。 Domestic 也指家用的或居家的，例如 domestic appliances 是指家电用品，或者是 domestic waste 是指家庭垃圾。Domestic 也可以指国内的，例如 domestic flights 就是指国内的航班。接着我们看的是 remittance 这个名词，MIT 这个字根有送、派或者是放出的意思，所以 remittance 就是指汇款，所以它的中音是在第二音节念成 remittance。 例如 Helen sends home most of her salary by remittance at the beginning of every month. Helen 每一个月的月初都会把大部分的薪水用汇款寄给家人。Remittance 也指应付的款项。例如 Please enclose your remittance in the form of a cashier's check payable to our company. 请附上兑付给本公司的银行本票来支付您的费用。 它的动词是去掉字尾的 T-A-N-C 变成 remit， 例如 Marco remits money to his family in Mexico regularly。 Marco 固定会寄钱回墨西哥老家。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, friends, let's get right into our lesson. Remember, that title is a long one. Here it is again, A Brighter Future for Singapore's Domestic Workers.
Hey, Gabe. Mm. I would love to have a bright future.
Are you a domestic worker in Singapore?
Well, no, but...
Well, then this lesson is not for you, sorry.
Oh, so that means I can just take off and leave now, right?
Well, no, that's not what it means. You gotta help me, because we have a lot of things that are good to look at, some good English phrases and words.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, friends, we are talking about A Brighter Future for Singapore's Domestic Workers. And we read One Charity's Work Gives Singapore's Domestic Workers a Brighter Financial Future. That sounds pretty promising.
Right, especially for these workers, right? They have a bright future ahead. There's something they can look forward to. Now, you saw that word domestic, Singapore's domestic workers. And that could mean, well, it means people who are in a country the domestic people, they're working there, right? But I think we get a clearer idea of what this lesson is really about in the first sentence. Not just any domestic worker, but what do we read here first, Rebecca?
Well, according to a recent United Nations report, more than 200 million migrant workers labor around the world. And of course, if you labor, that just means that you work.
Exactly. And friends, that is the answer I was getting at. It's not just someone who works in a country. We're learning about the migrant workers, okay? So people who have moved from one country to another, all right? They have moved, they have migrated. We could say they have immigrated to those countries, perhaps. Actually, let's talk about that word. The words immigrate and emigrate.
Right. And of course, the word immigrate can be both a noun and a verb, right? And it can actually serve as an adjective. For example, you could say that there is a large immigrant population in California.
Oh.
So what am I referring to?
You're talking about the people that have moved to California.
Right.
Rebecca, you're talking about immigrant, right?
Yeah, immigrant.
Oh, I-M-M-I-G-R-A-N-T.
Yeah, immigrant, oh. I-M-M-I-G-R-A-N-T.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. So that can be a noun, and we could use that in different ways, too. But the words here on the screen are immigrate and emigrate.
Right.
But the idea is similar, right? So if you're immigrating, that means with an I, I-M-M-I, that means you're settling in a new country or region. And if you're emigrating, E-M-I, that means you're leaving your country to settle somewhere else.
For example, let's say that I live in California, right? And there's a large population of immigrants. I could say that these people immigrated to California.
Exactly.
Or you could say these people emigrated from whatever country they emigrated from.
Exactly. So friends, it does really sound pretty similar, right? You need to listen carefully. Immigrate or emigrate. You immigrate to or you're emigrating from a certain place. So we continue here. Those workers play a surprisingly important role. Well, that's a great adverb to know. Surprisingly. That means in a way that might surprise you.
And it's surprisingly a very fun word to talk about. Well, here's another way that you can use this word surprisingly. Melody did surprisingly well on her exam, considering she didn't have time to study.
Oh, yeah. So she did a great job. That would be surprising. Well, these workers play a surprisingly important role. It's a very important role. In 2016, they sent about $445 billion U.S. dollars home, making them hugely important to the economies of many countries. That is, the countries they came from.
That's right. And that's where the money tends to have its greatest impact. While individual remittances tend to be fairly small, they often account for up to 60% of household incomes.
Yes. Well, let's take a look at that phrase, to account for something, okay? This means to explain. It could mean to explain, or it means to supply something. So it supplies about 60% of the household income.
Right. And here's another way that you can use this word. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Children account for over 70% of the people at the church.
Oh, right. Okay. So that means they make up about 70% of the people at church. Well, we're learning about domestic workers or migrant workers. Rebecca, do you like grunt work?
Grunt work?
Grunt
work. Are we going to learn more about that
in the info cloud? Yes, we are.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. I have to say, I am really grateful to have the chance to work as a teacher at Studio Classroom. I enjoy the work so much, especially while teaching on InfoCloud.
Me too. It's really fun to be on the program. However, there are a lot of people, and I mean a lot, that don't like their jobs. When someone doesn't like their job, everything they do seems to be grunt work.
That's a great way to describe hard and unpleasant work, grunt work. When a person tries to lift a very heavy object, they sometimes hold their breath and make a sound. Rex, can you show us?
Ugh. That's grunting. Now, that sounds like I'm in pain. So when we say someone is doing grunt work, it refers to something that almost causes pain because the person hates it so much.
Rex, what is grunt work for you?
You know what? Being in the military was grunt work for 2 years back then when I was very young. We had to do a lot of physically demanding work, although it was very painful. It turned me into a more mature person.
I believe when we are willing to work hard and do work that makes you grunt, at least for a short time, something good could happen in the end.
在经济不景气的年代，很多人为了生存必须做自己不喜欢的工作，不止辛苦，而且痛苦。 我们可以称这些工作是grunt work。直白的解释是很苦又很无聊的工作。首先，我们必须知道grunt这个字代表一种特别的声音，听起来像是举重的时候或是疼痛时所发出的声音。当有人在做很辛苦又枯燥的工作时，他们可能心里面就会发出这种痛苦的声音，因此我们才会说这些工作都是grunt work。 I did some grunt work at the construction site. 我在工地做了一些苦工。这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次与你专线。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. In our lesson, we learned that there are many migrant workers working all over the world in different countries. And in 2016, $445 billion was sent home from these workers to their home countries. And that is 60% of household incomes. What that means is that money that they sent back, those remittances, accounts for 60% of household incomes in those home countries. So how does this help? How does it make a difference? That's a great question we're going to talk about now.
A brighter future for Singapore's domestic workers. For a poor family or community, that kind of money can make a big difference and change lives. It can feed and clothe people who might otherwise go without. It can pay for tuition and health care. Unfortunately, there's also a downside. When incomes increase, spending often does too. Moreover, many migrant laborers go into debt to pay brokers that find them jobs. For a family that is dependent on the income of one migrant, these things can have disastrous consequences. An injury or layoff can mean an entire family suffers. Enter IDA, a Singapore-based charity that helps to empower migrant workers through financial education.
OK, 接下来我们看 disastrous 这个形容词。 disastrous 是指极其糟糕的、灾难性的或者是损失惨重的。 例如, water pollution can have a disastrous effect on land and also humans. 水的污染可能造成土地以及人类极其严重的影响。 或者是 the result of me fixing the kitchen sink myself was disastrous. 我自己修厨房水槽的结果很惨。 它的名词是 disaster。 D-I-S-A-S-T-E-R, 意思是指灾难或者是非常糟糕的事情。 例如, it would be a disaster if we couldn't pay our loan on time. 如果我们没有准时付贷款, 结果会非常惨重。 最后我们看的是 empower 这个动词 em 这个字首有使如何如何的意思 所以 empower 是指给予力量或者使有能力 例如 This organization was funded to empower single parents with more resources to educate their children 这个机构的设立是要帮助单亲父母能够拥有更多资源来教养他们的孩子 Empower 也指授权 例如 As a leader, you need to know how to empower the people who work for you 身为领袖,你必须知道如何授权给为你工作的人 And now let's get back to our teachers
Thank you very much, Michelle Okay, so these migrant workers are helping people in their home countries How? For a poor family or community, that kind of money can make a big difference and change lives. So to make a difference, that could be a negative thing or a positive thing. Usually we use it to mean it's a positive difference.
It can feed and clothe people who might otherwise go without. Now, before we continue, let's talk about this phrase, to go without. To go without what?
Well, that's a good question. To go without food and clothing. Okay?
Yeah.
So, people who might otherwise go without, it's short for go without food or clothing, or whatever is previously mentioned in the sentence. To go without something basically means to live without something. And if you see the words that can feed and clothe people, then the idea is, okay, some people need food, some people need clothing, some people go without food or clothing.
So you could say, you know, I don't really think it's a good idea to go without breakfast.
Oh, good example. You think breakfast is important?
I think breakfast is very, very important. Therefore, it's really not a good idea to go without it.
Good example. And the way Rebecca shared it, it's not just like living without breakfast. Mm-hmm. It's the idea that maybe there's a habit of not eating breakfast. And I agree with you. I think breakfast is very important. Don't go without breakfast.
Right. So, eat your breakfast tomorrow. Well, we continue on. It can pay for tuition and health care. Unfortunately, there's also a downside. So if there's a downside to something, does that mean that something, it must be down, right?
Well, yeah, kind of, because sometimes we can use the word down when we're talking about something negative, and that's exactly what this means, okay? So it's the negative aspect or the negative side about something.
I see. So, for example, you could say, we just moved into a small house. The downside of having a small house is that there really isn't a lot of room, especially when you have company come over. But the upside is that there isn't a lot to clean.
Oh, you just used the opposite, upside.
Yeah, you see the word upside right there?
That's right. So if you're talking about something negative, but you want to share a positive aspect, you could share about the upside of that situation. So we see here when incomes increase, this is the downside, right? When incomes increase, spending often does too. Moreover, many migrant laborers go into debt to pay brokers that find them jobs. Those are some downsides.
Well, continuing on, we read, for a family that is dependent on the income of one migrant, these things can have disastrous consequences. An injury or layoff can mean an entire family suffers.
And that seems like a lot of pressure for one foreign worker or one worker to support a lot of people in their home country. Well, let's move on to the very last sentence here. Enter IDA, a Singapore-based charity that helps to empower migrant workers through financial education. Now, the use of that word enter is kind of fun right here. You use it when you want to introduce an idea or somebody that will make a difference somehow or change the situation. So I guess IDA is going to change the situation.
Right. Well, you know, this lesson has been so fun,
but
we have a few challenges. So, enter the SC challenge.
Yes. Friends, for today's SC challenge, let's welcome to the studio Linda.
Hi, everyone.
And Joe.
Hello.
All right, you guys, thank you for joining us for the challenge. Our lesson is pretty technical, a brighter future for Singapore's domestic workers. And there are a lot of details in this lesson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds challenging.
Well, I think it should be a nice challenge.
Yeah, it should be.
The SC challenge.
The SC challenge. Okay, so here is number one. Friends, see if you can get these answers quickly as well. Number one, what supports as many as 800 million people in migrants' home countries? Big question. What supports as many as 800 million people in migrants' home countries? A, the United Nations. B, remittances. C, tuition. Or D, disasters. Linda.
I would say B, remittances.
B, remittances. You would be correct.
Yay.
Nice job. Okay, so 1 point for Linda. Number two. In 2016, how much money did migrant workers send to their home countries? A, $445,000. B, $445 million. C, $445 billion. Or $445 New Taiwan dollars. Yes, Joe?
B, $445 million.
Million. That's a pretty big number.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's wrong.
Huh?
Linda, do you have a guess?
Well, I was going to go for B too, but since it's wrong, I'll go with C.
Well,
$445 billion.
And billion starts with a B, so you're correct, Linda.
Oh,
wow.
Yes, the answer is C, $445 billion. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
That's huge.
Okay, number three. According to the lesson, what could cause an entire family to suffer? Many things could, but according to our lesson today, is it A, tuition, B, amusement parks, C, brokers, or D, an injury or layoff? Yes, Joe.
Is it D, an injury or layoff?
It is D, an injury or layoff.
I got one.
Yes, that could cause an entire family to suffer back home.
Oh.
All right. Great job, you guys. Joe, 1 point. And Linda, 2 points.
2 points. Yay.
Nice.
Nicely done, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us, friends. We'll see you next time right here for the
SC Challenge.
Okay, so what I gather from our lesson so far is that there are people who are not working in their home countries. They're working somewhere else mm-hmm. to provide for their families back home.
Right.
Right.
That is what I gathered from this lesson as well. And
that's a good thing.
It is. And it's also very important because it helps them support their families.
But it sounds like maybe some of their families don't have boundaries, or maybe it seems like some of these migrant workers need some financial education. We're going to learn more about Ida next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I'm so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.